Sununu, Donald Trump cannot beat Joe Biden in 2024. By Pam Key on February 5, 2023. Governor Chris Sununu, RNH, said Sunday on ABC's This Week that former President Donald Trump could not beat President Joe Biden in 2024. Partial transcript as follows. Carl, but you're thinking about it? Sununu, yeah, the message is new leadership. Look, well, yes. I'm definitely thinking about it, and having those conversations. But at the end of the day, you're going to have a lot of Republicans that get in that race. They're all really good people. They're really good candidates. You have Nikki Haley and Mike Pompeo and Governor DeSantis and a lot of folks that are going to get in. And you got to have that discussion about where we're going to go, both as a party and make sure we're going there as a country. Now, like I said, I'm kind of that live free or die individual liberty. I believe government has to get out of your way. And we've done it really, really well here in New Hampshire. We're sharing that model across the country. No sales tax, no income tax, most efficient government in the country. Number one in individual liberties. All those statistics. But how are we doing it? How does the system work? And then, how does it translate into real-world things like mental health? Opioids, what's happening with education, right? We all despise and hate this woke cancel culture. But what can we actually do not just at a government level, but making sure those changes are happening in our community? Carl, you saw what our poll said about Trump/Biden. Do you think Donald Trump can beat Biden? Sununu, no. Unfortunately, at the end of the day, November of 22 showed us that, right? Trump is going to be seen as a very extreme candidate. The country is going to push back against it. If we just look at the results of 3 months ago, and that shows you where extreme candidates are going to end up falling. It can't get done. He could get the nomination, but he can't get it done. And what I try to espouse to Republicans is, look, we want to vote for the most conservative candidate that can win in November and get stuff done in 25. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.